Section 36. Lauded be thy name, O my God. I am so carried away by the breezes blowing from thy presence that I have forgotten myself and all that I possess. This is but a sign of the wonders of thy grace and bountiful favours vouchsafed unto me. I give praise to thee, O my God, that thou hast chosen me out of all thy creatures and made me to be the dayspring of thy strength and the manifestation of thy might, and empowered me to reveal such of thy signs and such tokens of thy majesty and power as none, whether in thy heaven or on thy earth, can produce. I beseech thee, O my Lord, by thy most effulgent name, to acquaint my people with the things thou didst destine for them. Do thou then preserve them within the stronghold of thy guardianship and the tabernacle of thine unerring protection, lest through them may appear what will divide thy servants. Assemble them, O my Lord, on the shores of this ocean, every drop of which proclaimeth thee to be God, besides whom there is none other God, the all-glorious, the all-wise. Uncover before them, O my Lord, the majesty of thy cause, lest they be led to doubt thy sovereignty and the power of thy might. I swear by thy glory, O thou who art the beloved of the worlds, had they been aware of thy power, they would of a certainty have refused to utter what thou didst not ordain for them in the heaven of thy will. Inspire them, O my Lord, with a sense of their own powerlessness before him who is the manifestation of thyself, and teach them to recognize the poverty of their own nature in the face of the manifold tokens of thy self-sufficiency and riches, that they may gather together round thy cause and cling to the hem of thy mercy and cleave to the cord of the good pleasure of thy will. Thou art the Lord of the worlds, and of all those who show mercy art the most merciful.